Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Looks like the unofficial start of summer is going to feel more like Labor Day. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Jill Lundberg.
It's not going to be real pleasant this weekend, Susan, in a word. It's just going to be lousy. And the reason for it, an onshore flow. High pressure actually moves by to our north and east, sets up this easterly wind, and then moisture attacks it from the south and west. So while today we'll see some sun with highs in the mid-60s, forget about it tomorrow. It's going to be overcast with rain pretty much all day long and into tomorrow night. A thorough soaking for the tri-state with temperatures only in the mid-50s, some 20 degrees below normal. And that rain lingers into a part of Sunday before starting to move away. Even on Memorial Day, while it's warmer with lots of clouds, there will still be a couple of showers around with temperatures approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station. 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the lousy weather stopped folks from firing up that grill. 1010 Winds is finding out.
So I'm having neighbors over to barbecue tomorrow, and I'm not canceling. But I don't have an overhang for my grill. And then I thought, Mark Gatto from Ramsey Hardware, my buddy, can help me. And sure enough, problem solved. He took this huge golf umbrella, couple of clamps to the side of the grill, and voila.
You put this together in a matter of seconds. You're a genius.
Well, just as long as you can clamp it together, keep it there, keep us all dry, keep the heat in the barbecue so you can actually cook.
So go ahead, Mother Nature. Rain all you want.
Rain on me.
Yeah, rain all you like. This isn't going to ruin my weekend.
I'm grilling in the rain, just grilling in the rain.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, barbecuing in the rain.
Oh, he had to do it. He just had to do it. New York State officials keeping their eyes peeled for sharks. Last year, there were 25 confirmed shark bites nationwide, one in New York State. Governor Hochul says they'll be monitored throughout the summer using lifeguards, park police, drones. In fact, there are currently 47 drone operators certified with state parks on Long Island. 20 more are expected to complete the process by the 4th of July. Another sinkhole in the city to tell you about. Just one day after one shut down a runway at LaGuardia and a school bus fell into a sinkhole in the Bronx, another one in Brooklyn. This was in Mapleton near 1864 51st Street. It swallowed a dump truck. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The city DOT and Con Ed are both on the case. As for the situation at LaGuardia, that runway is now set to reopen today. A weapon of war now on the radar of cops here in New York.
The NYPD is heightening security here in the city ahead of the World Cup. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says her team is working hand in hand with the FBI.
We'll have the capabilities to take down weaponized drones.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Jay Clayton, points out exactly how technology is playing a part in protection.
Leading up and through the final World Cup matches, our office will provide extra on-call 24/7 support.
Authorities say security will be at an all-time high as summer approaches. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
The commissioner declined to elaborate on any specific threat, but said the use of weaponized drones, for example, in Iran and Ukraine, is the one threat that keeps her up at night. New York City to offer 1,000 World Cup tickets for just $50. Mayor Mamdani announcing a lottery.
We are the first host city to organize an initiative like this. City Hall's commitment to tackling the cost of living crisis isn't limited to making it easier to afford home or childcare. It extends to making it possible for every New Yorker to take part in the things that make us human. Rest, joy, celebrating the French conceding from crosses in the box.
The lottery starts Monday at 10 a.m. Register at REGNYCTICS.com. In New Jersey, a warning to hotels and short-term rentals about using hidden fees and other deceptive practices to bilk tourists. In fact, the State Attorney General and Division of Consumer Affairs in New Jersey are out with new guidance. It reminds businesses about the laws in place concerning transparent pricing before someone books a room. President Trump will be in our area this afternoon. He's heading to Rockland Community College to give a speech on the economy. That will make him the first sitting president to visit Rockland County since Gerald Ford in 1976. Because of security for the visit and the Memorial Day traffic, all 8 public school districts in Rockland will have an early dismissal. The City Council's new Animal Welfare Caucus to reintroduce a bill that went nowhere last year that would ban the sale of birds from pet stores in the boroughs. Council member Harvey Epstein tells 1010 Winds, most people don't know that these animals are coming from bird factories, basically just like puppy mills.
This industry doesn't really as humane as we want it to be. So if we can limit the sale of birds from pet stores and encourage people to want birds, so focus on adopting birds that already exist, I think we've helped those creatures.
For example, from Animal Care Centers of New York, the bill was first introduced by former city council member Diana Ayala, but it was never brought to a vote. Epstein says he is picking up the baton.
I'm in a lucky position where I've just started. I'm in this job for 6 months. I have less obligations than she does, you know, early on because I'm just a new member. So I do have the opportunity to put a little time and energy into this.
A similar bill introduced in the State Assembly in Albany so far has shown no movement. Khloe Kardashian now regretting getting her cats to Claude.
I feel really, really terrible that I did go in this direction. I feel like that's why my cats are miserable, and it was at my doing. My cats wear air tags, like they're not allowed to even go near a door. I'm so afraid if they get out because they have no way to defend themselves. They lost their protection tools, so it makes me sad.
She spoke on her podcast, Khloe in Wonderland. Cat declawing is the human equivalent of cutting off the last knuckle bone of your finger. It's been banned here in New York. Traditionally, a party weekend, the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation is out with its list of the best bars in the land. NYC makes up 2/3 of the top 10.
We might know a thing or two about bagels, Broadway, and bodegas, so this is a reminder that our bars are equally as iconic.
This is the place to come if you want to find good food, good drinks.
Yeah, that's Jake. I caught him walking out of Bar Snacks. It's one of 6 bars in the city voted best in the nation. Their owner, Ian Griffith, says they've only been around for 18 months, so to be top 10.
We feel really grateful.
In the Big Apple, no less.
It's still that crazy thing of like going to work some days and being like, right, that's my bar.
And they built a community quickly, like Chelsea, who comes here.
At least once a week, I would say, minimum. Yeah, well, I was here yesterday also, so yeah, maybe twice a week.
Yeah, customers say not only are the drinks good, but supposedly you have to try those cheese curds. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Bar Snacks.
Also in the top 10, Double Chicken Please on the Lower East Side, Martinis in Gramercy, Overstory in the Financial District, Sip and Guzzle in the Village, and Super Bueno in the East Village.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.